You know, I told you that the Hillbilly Tour ended last week.
And, yes.
Annie, Ralph, and my mother and Justine showed back up into town, and they've been home a week. And I thought that, first of all, you know, I called my mom, and I said, Mom, how about we do a call-in on Tuesday? And my mom says, no way.
Oh.
I'm like, why?
Oh,
she says, no, I have nothing to talk about. I said, yeah, you do. And I think it really is just fear.
Sure.
So I went across the hall, and I said, Annie, how about we call you up, you and Ralph, on Tuesday morning? She says, oh, yeah, that'd be great. So guess who's on?
Annie and Ralph?
Yes.
Annie
is Annie here?
Annie. Hi, Annie.
Hi, John.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, my forever neighbor.
This is Annie, who I grew up, you know, across the street, and here she is across the hall.
Okay, Annie, all that stuff that John talks about with you guys, is it all true?
Well, yeah, most of it.
Yeah? So, like, you guys go on the road, and you take virtually no money, and your husband just figures out how to drive everywhere without paying tolls.
That's true.
The four of you stay in these cheap motels together, so yeah. you split the room costs.
Right, but Annie, we did find the motel that was too bad even for us.
Really?
Really?
There were 50, over 50, because I counted up to 50, cigarette burns in the table between the beds. So Tony went down to talk to the manager.
Sure.
My mom did?
Yeah, okay. She did. She was furious.
Oh. And that
now,
was a
you know that room was bad. Yes, she was furious.
Did you get a discount then?
Well, Timmy came and paid our bill and got us a decent room.
That's my brother. Oh, that was that bad room in Tarpon Springs.
It certainly was. The mold on the shower floor was at least an inch thick.
Oh.
I know. I would not have taken a shower. That's all.
Did it maybe ever occur to you that maybe people weren't taking showers in that room?
Yeah, that did occur to us.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Annie, I don't want
to.
Okay.
So, Annie, tell us about this card game that you guys play. What's the name of the game? How is it played?
It's called Hand and Foot. You use one deck of cards extra for each person that's playing.
So that's five decks?
Five decks.
Oh, good.
And we have two shufflers from Dr. Leonard, which makes our life much easier when they work.
Who's Dr. Leonard?
He's a guy Joni buys from.
He's mom's dealer.
That's the one, yeah.
So, is this that game where you use the extra decks and it starts out, and then you have to get like three of a kind, then
no,
four of a
no,
kind, and
no.
then...
No, no, no. You have to build runs. Clean runs or dirty runs.
Okay.
A run of 1,500 points.
Okay. How long does it take to play this game?
Well, we
2 weeks.
Yeah. When we go to Joni, she serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Okay, wow.
And that's one game?
Well, no, that's maybe about six games.
Okay.
And you play teams?
Yes.
And who's your teammate?
My team is Joni.
Oh, my mom and you, and then Ralph and Justine.
Ralph and Justine, yes. But they're really known as Gene Autry and Champ.
Now, in addition to the games that you play, we understand that you take, like, all your snacks and your booze with you, too.
Yes, we do.
What do you drink there, honey?
I drink whiskey.
You're a whiskey drinker.
So you get done with a long day on the road and you fix yourself up a brown mumbler?
Yes, but we made a tragic mistake.
Oh.
When we got to Nashville, we found out we forgot our whiskey.
Oh, where'd you forget it?
Well, you know what? If you're down there in Tennessee, there's probably a few places that you can buy.
Dry counties.
Yeah.
Yes, our favorite brand, Old Fitzgerald.
Oh, it is.
Oh, you like Fitzgerald.
Annie Fitzgerald. There you go.
Well, there you go.
We were hoping we were related, but no.
Oh, well.
So you bring your booze and you bring some snacks and you just set up shop when you settled in for the evening.
Yes. We're very gutsy because we figure they're never going to see us again anyway.
How much?
I mean, like, we get cheers from other rooms.
You're crazy.
I know.
So,
but we have such a good time.
So how much on average on a per day, Annie, do you spend?
How much on an average? Well, in the morning when we get up, because us ladies have had our showers the night before.
Sure.
We have to walk down to the breakfast room so my husband can have 45 minutes to do his stuff. So breakfast is free.
All right.
Breakfast is free.
Right.
Yeah. Then for lunch, we usually have snacks and maybe a little nip.
This is how I want to live my life.
It's a wonderful life.
This is so funny. So you have some snacks and a little nip out of the bottle, right. and then you get behind the wheel and just start going.
Right.
Excellent. And you put on how many miles?
5,000.
That's not in the afternoon. That's
only 100 were out of the way. We made one little mistake.
What was that?
We couldn't find Highway 64 or 84.
Mm. Oh. So what'd you do?
We rode for 100 miles, and then somebody said, I don't think this is the right way, and so we turned around and went back.
Well, I think part of that problem is that you're avoiding the tolls. So
you got it.
Hey, Annie, do you ever get on each other's nerves, all four of you together like that for such a long time?
Sometimes a little bit, but not really, no.
Okay.
And then if you do, well, usually I'm the one getting on people's nerves.
Annie, do you think maybe having the whiskey kind of helps that and, you know, kind of like smooths things over sometimes?
Do I think that? I know that.
A little shot of brown.
Annie, how long have you all been medicine. Friends?
Well, how long have we been friends?
Yeah.
Since we were pregnant with our last baby, so that would be 42 years.
42 years.
Yep.
Wow.
They were all on Bartlett Avenue. Justine was on Newport. On Newport and Newhall, and we were all like three blocks from each other.
Right.
And I've known Annie since I was a good paper boy, right, Annie?
Yeah, John. The world's worst. And pudgy. Pudgy.
Well, he told us a story that when he was delivering papers, he used to go and all the shop owners used to have food for him, and
That's
he'd
true.
Eat all the way down the route and then go home and have to have dinner.
That's true. 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock dinner.
And Annie knew my dad well. Annie, talk about my dad a little bit.
Oh, well, I could tell you one time. He was very precise. You had to do things when they were supposed to be done. And we were going to the bricklayer's ball with him one night. And while he was parked out in front waiting for me, I ran out the back door down a block and a half to the drugstore to buy a pair of pantyhose, run home, put them on, got in the car, and, yeah, he was mad. And then to top it off, while we were getting our food, they took our table down for dancing.
Oh no.
So, that wasn't such a good night.
He was strict, wasn't he?
He was. Yes, he was.
Yeah.
You know, if he would have just taken a couple extra seconds and driven you down, you wouldn't have been so delayed.
But I would not have told him that I didn't have pantyhose for anything in the world.
I never told him, Annie.
No. But yeah, we used to have good times with him, too.
All right, so John was a bad paper boy.
He was the world's worst. I kid you not. He went from place to eat to place to eat.
On average, when would you get your paper?
Fortunately, he was not my paper boy.
Oh, just the world's worst.
He was paper boy by the drugstore and Eastside Foods and Corn
Plotkins.
Plotkins, yeah. Right. That was
Gilbert's was
favorites.
On my route. Lisa's Pizza, Francesca's.
All that good stuff, yeah. Axel's. I'm going to go to Axel's one of these days just for old time's sake.
Oh, sure.
That's a college hangout now.
Well, so they'll have to put up with me for one night. See, in my day, we used to walk to Century, get our groceries, walk over to Axel's.
Yeah.
Have a beer with the rest of the family that happened to be there, or friends, and then take your groceries and go home.
There we go.
Annie, I've decided that I really want to party with you someday. Oh, I want to come and sit in on one of your... I'll serve the food. I'll just... I won't get involved in your card thing because I'm afraid I won't be able to play it, but I'll serve the food and the drinks and just to hang. Is that okay?
That's okay if you don't talk.
You're done. There's no chance in hell that Carol will sit there and not say anything.
Yeah, I know.
Well, when they're at my mom's house, they get there. What time do you get there? 9 in the morning?
Yeah.
And they stay till 10 at night. And if you call my mom while they're over there, mom's like, I gotta go. It's like, well, don't answer your phone then. She's like, we're having club. That's what they call a club. We're having club. It's like, well, don't answer your phone. Because Annie will be in the background. Hang up the phone now. There's no talking
so
during
there's
cards.
No talking.
No talking.
Oh,
no.
That would kill Carol.
We play to win.
Carol literally talks to herself.
I do. Well,
she talks so all the time.
That's okay. That's okay.
You know what? I have to drink whiskey just so I can tolerate myself.
Uh-huh. Who doesn't?
Exactly.
But whiskey is nice. It gets you through the day.
Down and brown.
This is so funny.
Annie, thank you so much for talking with us.
Oh, my horoscope this morning said I should interact with people.
Oh, it did?
Wow. It did, yeah.
What does Ralph say?
Oh, he's reading his paper on the other side of the table.
Well, you each, I've got a different paper?
I've got the paper
No,
here.
We have the same paper, but he reads me his half.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, that's
no,
nice.
So when I read it, I know that all already.
So you're a Gemini.
I am.
Okay.
What's Ralph?
Taurus.
Okay, Ralph.
And trust me, he is.
Ralph needs to keep a clear head and don't let his emotions get the better of him.
Oh, that would be impossible.
Why is that?
Well, because he's very vocal.
Oh, he is.
Oh, yes.
He is.
And he sings. He sings a lot.
Does he?
Oh, God, yes.
Does and he likes his Western movies.
Yes, he does.
That's why it's Gene Autry and who?
Champ.
That's
Gene
his horse.
Oh. Horse. You're not old and enough to know that.
They call Justine Champ?
Yes.
That can't
That's
be.
The name of a horse.
Are you kidding? And she takes her foot and makes, like, horse movements. That's only if they win.
Now this is just priceless.
What are you and Mom called? What's your team called?
We're Joan and Annie, like decent people.
Oh, this is, I'm so glad that you agreed to talk, Annie.
Oh, John, you know I would do anything for you.
Oh, she's so
How
sweet.
Darling are
Thank
you,
you,
Annie?
Thank
well,
you.
How darling is John?
He's
oh,
the best.
He's the best, isn't
but,
he?
Listen, yes, he is, but I always wanted him to know that he is not a Mac. He is a Mick.
Mick.
I know.
I am a Mac. You is a Mick.
Okay. Well, thank you for that, Annie.
Okay.
See you, Annie.
Thanks,
See
Annie.
See you later. Thanks
Bye,
a lot.
Guys. Bye.
There you go. The one and only Annie Fitzgerald.